Hi, Phil Henry here. Time for episode 245 of our classic podcast on this very happy Tuesday. Good to see you guys. And it's good to reintroduce our good friend Chris Norton from from June of 2005. Chris Norton is a basic beach guy here. He's talking about him and his friends, how hot-looking they are, and how cool their beach is, Redondo Beach or Hermosa Beach, one of the two, and how they want to keep their beach for hot-looking people like them. And it's tough to be sitting there at the Denny's on a Sunday morning having a Bloody Mary and a, quote, Mexican scramble and seeing a beast coming down the bike path. These are the words of Chris Norton, as only Chris can speak them. So let's listen now. Chris Norton, he's a pharmaceutical salesman by, telemarketer on the phone by day, and by night he is... got a lot of sass because he's a sassy guy there at the Rusty Pelican. Let's listen to Chris Norton here, episode 245 of the Classic Podcast.
Just so my audience who's listening from around the country and around the world, it's an area where a lot of young professionals meet.
Yes, Mr. Henry, I just moved to this area of Hermosa Beach. It's mostly restaurants. There's some clubs and there's a few bars. And there's a lot of younger people that hang out here. It's a good place to meet other people. I meet young women that I date here. And
all right, tell me about the Strand Improvement. This is an organization you started with Lance Germain.
Lance Germain is my manager. I'm currently pursuing some objectives in show business. And we put together this organization at my suggestion because the Strand is a place where people can go clubbing, people who are my age and people who are... into fitness and who are into clubbing. And what happens in the morning, we get a lot of people from the surrounding areas that come down to the beach and they use the bike path and the beach. And if you're sitting at any of the restaurants having breakfast, we like to go to a place called Jolly's. There's also a place called Strand Bakery. There's a lot of people coming in from out of the area.
All right, what is wrong with that? I mean, we've had a lot of people complain over the years that, you know, this is my beach or this is my neighborhood and there's people coming in. What I've never been able to understand that other than if they crap up the neighborhood, like leaving trash. I know where I live, some people come in from out of the area and they use the beach and they leave garbage there. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, in a way I am, but it's not... They are trashing the beach up a little bit, but the problem is... And it's hard to explain to a lot of people when I try to explain it. But
tell me, this has to do with your lifestyle as opposed to other lifestyles?
I've spent a lot of my adult years. I moved out of my parents' house 2 years ago, and I moved to this area. And I, for whatever reason, it's been my good fortune. I attract a lot of very attractive women because I am a good-looking man. I am very good-looking. And so most of the people that are here are good-looking and are physically fit. What happens on Saturday morning or Sunday morning, if you're at Jolly's, you're at the Strand Bakery, and you're having a Bloody Mary, you're having some breakfast, and suddenly you see coming down the bike path women who are in from out of the area, we're having breakfast, you know, and we're trying to keep our food down, and it...
go ahead and say it, because I know you're trying to be a little political here.
Well, what I'm saying is, in our area here, people who live here do a lot of jogging on the beach. We do a lot of working out. We have a certain way that we dress. We have a certain way that we wear our hair. And then you are trying to eat breakfast, and here comes... this woman who a lot of them have the single one-piece bathing suit or a t-shirt, and they're large women. I mean, they're very overweight and out of shape. And I, as a matter of fact, I was having a Mexican scramble, which is like a favorite breakfast of mine over at the at Jolly's. They have a Mexican scramble or they'll have a Cajun scramble. And I remember I was really looking forward to it, and I took a bite, or I tried to get it into my mouth, and I looked up through the window, and there were these women that were walking down the bike path, and it was not anything that I want to ever see again.
Well, how are you going to keep people out of the area? The beach is free.
Well, the Strand Improvement Organization is an organization which is very gently trying to ease these people out of the area. And the way we do it is we're trying to go on programs such as yours and other programs and ask a lot of these people, you know, if you want to go to the beach, that's fine. We got nothing against it. But our area, we're trying to eat. We're trying to keep our food down.
Okay. Isn't that a little ridiculous?
No, sir, it's not. It's not. Because you have to realize we have a certain lifestyle that we live. And when you come into our area and you're not part of our lifestyle and you think that you look okay when it's difficult to look at you while you're having breakfast, that's what I'm saying.
So you're telling me that it's difficult for you and your friends to eat your breakfast looking at fat, overweight women who've come in from out of the area. How do you know they're in from out of the area?
Because I know this area. I know this surround really well. I mean, me and my friends, we do a lot of surfing here. We do a lot of partying here. This is where our social life is. I know all the local people are all young professionals. And you do see a lot of these women who come in. They're, you know, 40-something. You know, a lot of them think they look pretty decent, but you can tell that they've had recent boob, or not boob, but boobing. Breast enhancement is what I'm trying to say. And we're just asking them to have the common courtesy to not be there when we're eating. That's all I'm saying.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Chris Norton here. And Chris, are you in a bar right now?
I'm just over the Rusty Pelican, yes, sir.
All right, if you could get into a more quiet place. 1-800-449-8686. This organization is asking people who are out of shape to stay off the beach.
Well, no, that's the...
Well, isn't that what you're doing? You're saying that...
I'm not asking people who are out... I am saying that...
Are you telling people who do not have good-looking bodies or look good in a bathing suit to stay off the beach?
No, sir. I'm saying to stay off of our beach is all I'm saying. I think we've got a lot of beach. I think we've got a lot of recreation area in the Southern California area, as well as all over the country, for people to enjoy. I'm simply saying our neighborhood is very unique. Most of us have good bodies. Most of us are good-looking, and I'm trying not to be egotistical about it, but it just happens to be the fact. I mean, a lot of my friends are professional models. A lot of my friends are part-time actors and actresses. Many of them have been in magazine stories and everything. And
What do you do, sir?
Well, right now, I'm doing pharmaceutical sales, but I also am aspiring to produce films.
Okay, so you want to make motion pictures?
Yes, sir. We're working on a couple of projects right now, Lance Germain and me.
And how do you propose that people stay off the beach who, in your opinion, are tough to look at? How do you communicate to people, would you stay off the beach, you're tough to look at?
The way you do it is you do it in a way that's a little bit more diplomatic. You say to them, do you know that there's a beach? You know, there's a lot of beaches around here that you could be at. And you'll give them maps. What we've done with the Strand Improvement Organization is that when we see someone who we feel doesn't really fit in, we'll go up to them with a map and show them the different beaches that they can go to, and people won't mind looking at them while they eat.
See, this is hinging around with something you're telling me here.
I'll tell you, Seal Beach is a great place for a lot of them to go to, even Huntington Beach. But our area, the Strand, here in Hermosa Beach.
All right, but let me interrupt you here for a minute. This is revolving around the fact that in the morning, you guys are hanging out where? At the Jolly's?
There's the Strand Bakery and there's Jolly's, are two favorite breakfast places that we go to. And a lot of mornings, you know, we're there like 7, 8 o'clock. I mean, we've been out partying, you know, till 2, 3, 4 in the morning, but we'll always meet or in the morning, have breakfast, and have some Bloody Marys.
Okay, I lost the connection, bud.
He's here.
You there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you have Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
And this revolves around how difficult it is for you to sit and have your breakfast and drink your Bloody Marys and look at people who come in from out of the area. What if they're good-looking and they're from out of the area?
It's rare when you're going to find anybody who is a attractive. And I'm not trying to be egotistical. I'm just saying that my people and the people that I'm with are pretty hot. You know, we're fairly hot looking. And to see a lot of these women who wear T-shirts, they wear one-piece bathing suits, they wear shorts instead of bathing suit bottoms. You can tell that there's exploded veins in their thighs and things. You can tell that, they don't have any, you know, you can tell that they have fake boob jobs and everything. They've got cottage cheese legs and everything. And it's just not, you know, when I'm trying to eat, to look at that is all I'm saying.
But that's what I said. This revolves around you trying to put some food in your stomach, and you literally can't eat looking at that.
That is true, yes, sir.
You're serious?
Yes, sir. I'm very serious, sir. And that's why we say to them, and it's difficult to go up to them and say, you know, here's a map of some beaches, Seal Beach, but because you're, it's difficult to look at them. And
all right. You know a lady by the name of Jacqueline Lane?
Yeah, I spoke with her.
Okay, well, she said that when you walked up to her and gave her a map, that you were shielding your eyes with your hand?
I might have, yes, sir.
What was that about?
Because I had just left my table where I had ham and eggs, and I had a Mexican scramble.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Let me get to a phone call here, then we'll take a break. Diane, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
This man is so off base, it is not even funny. He's judging people by how they look and not by how they are personally. And,
no.
You know, if he's having ham and eggs and Bloody Marys for breakfast, he has a problem to begin with.
Well, that's how young people live. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but my point is this. You can tell about a person inside by the way they keep themselves outside, see? And we keep ourselves looking fit and we're good looking because we care, and that's from how we feel inside. But if you go outside and you look, I'm sorry, but if you look like a beast, it reflects something about the internal person too.
Well, honey, let me tell you something. I'm 53 years old. I'm probably almost as strong as you are, and my body has nothing to do with who I am.
I didn't hear the
you
lady.
You are wrong.
I didn't hear the lady.
Your phone broke up, Diane. Say it again.
You are wrong.
I'm wrong about what?
About how you feel about people. You're just totally wrong.
First of all, if you go out onto a beach and you have a hanked out body, I mean, what? Why am I supposed to look at that?
Nobody says you have to look at it.
If you're walking down a bike path that is in my neighborhood and goes in front of a restaurant that I go to every morning to have a Mexican scramble or what have you, and you're walking along with your beast thighs, well, you may think it's funny, but I mean, I'm just...
You don't
saying,
have a clue. You really seriously do not have a clue.
It could very well be that you don't have the clue. I mean,
no, darling.
You know what you should do?
Let me tell you something,
keep
sweetie.
It at the gym.
I have bigger clues
hey.
Than you do about this world, and you
I'm
are serious
ask,
trouble.
I'm asking you to keep it at the gym and not make us look at it. That's all I'm saying.
Nobody
right.
told you you have to look at
well,
it.
Well, okay, you're right. So stay
but
off my
But I am out
stay
there,
off my
and
beach.
You can forget about it.
Stay off my beach. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just there's plenty of other beaches.
Well, wait a minute. You don't have any right.
I'm not saying I have the right. I'm just saying to her, if I walk up to her and I give her a map of a beach where people like her can go, why can't she go there?
What do you mean, people like her? What does that mean?
Who are not our people. She just said she's an old lady.
All right, 1-800-449-8... I don't understand. So you don't want old people?
Just, it revolves around this, and I'm sorry to have to say this. There are many people listening to your broadcast right now that when people look at you, it's hard for them to eat. That's all I want to say.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Norton is with the Strand Improvement Organization, a group of young professionals who live at the Strand in Hermosa Beach. They work out. They are attractive. They're young and they're upwardly mobile. And when they see people coming in from out of the area, middle-aged women who, as he puts it here in his press release, have beast thighs, and cottage cheese thighs and this kind of thing, keep it at the gym, don't bring it onto my beach, they find it difficult to keep their breakfast down. So that's why they're going up to people and showing them maps of beaches that'll accept their kind. Hold on. We're back here with Chris Norton of the Strand Improvement Organization. On the neighborhood you live in has a lot of good-looking people.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that's happening here is I'm discriminated against because I'm good-looking.
How are you being discriminated against?
Because people assume that because I am good-looking and, yes, I am attractive, all of my friends are, too. We are part of a community where we go to the Rusty Pelican on Friday night. A lot of times we'll probably go over to Mr. Pooh's on Saturday night to hear music. We do a lot of clubbing. We mostly stay in our neighborhood because there's a lot of good clubs. We have breakfast at the same places. We lift weights at a lot of the gyms, and we also lift weights out on the beach. We play a lot of volleyball. We play a lot of sand football. We do a lot of surfing. And it's just our neighborhood. And then when you see people come here who are 40 years old or 35 years old, and okay, I'm sorry, I'm not all that well spoken or anything.
Well, if you're going to get a spokesman for your organization, don't you think you should have somebody?
Well, because I basically know the philosophy, but these women come here with butts that are ridiculous sized and everything, and they're walking along like they belong, you know.
Well, all right. 1-800-449-8686. Lenny, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I just wanted to say I think this gentleman is out of his mind to think that he owns any particular beach, and that I want you to remember this. One day, you will be old, and your skin will fall, and you will be wrinkled and ugly and dimply, and you need to take your own pharmaceuticals, and oh my God, you're such a name thrower.
I'm not going to allow my body. First of all, I was blessed with good looks, okay? I'm not saying that it makes me better than you, but
I'm not saying that either. Okay? I was blessed with good looks at a young age, too, but you will age.
I'm good looking.
And this will happen to you.
Okay, let me ask you this. If I'm sitting and I'm having a Mexican scramble, a Cajun scramble, or some of my favorite dishes that they have over at the Strand Bakery, okay? No, wait. And I'm sitting with friends of mine who also are good-looking people, and now coming down the bike path is some beast, and I can't eat.
I think then you need to all stay in the morning and have your breakfast together, where your egotistical attitudes can suck up on those eggs and Bloody Marys and enjoy them with your pretty little self.
Ma'am, I'm not saying, why can't I sit and enjoy the ocean without
some
monster?
Why can't everyone else sit and enjoy the oceans? Maybe you're pretty damn ugly to them.
I doubt it, okay? I've been in 2 print ads for men's magazines, so I doubt that.
Oh, that means nothing. And later on,
ma'am,
I want you to know.
I don't want to offend you, but if you saw me, you probably would want to go to bed with me.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, God.
All right, Chris, we're getting way off the point here, man.
No, we're not. No, we're not.
Exactly, Chris. You're right. This guy is so...
Ma'am,
I want to tell you, you will later on,
when you learn something about
not being selfish, and that there are other people in the world besides your little group who is, that they're naked as far as, you know, I would love to see this.
Well, hold on. First of all, you're taking the Lord's name in vain, and I'm a Christian, okay?
If you're a Christian, you would not be doing this to other people.
What am I doing? All I'm doing is going down to them and showing them a map where they can go and be with people.
You should treat everybody equally.
Okay.
I'm not a good Christian myself.
How am I?
I'm appalled that you could admit you're a Christian.
Well, you use God's name in vain and use the F word, too.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry when you are persecuting these people.
I'm not persecuting anybody. They're persecuting me. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, you're
oh my God,
hold on
really hurting Mr. Bloody Mary.
All right, Lenny, hold on for a minute. Now, you're saying that you're being discriminated against, Chris?
Yes, sir, because I'm good looking. These beasts come down and as I'm trying to enjoy the ocean and everything, a beast appears. How do I? You can laugh if you want. Okay,
I'm sorry,
great.
Chris.
I spent $10, $15 for the Mexican scramble.
So upsetting.
What?
You can't look at her because she's so fat and ugly.
No. The reason why we do that with SIO is because
and that's called the Strand Improvement Organization, right?
Yes, sir. We will go up to people who obviously do not belong in the area because of the size of, you know, because of their size or because of what they look like. And I know it makes me sound egotistical, but I'm saying that we're being discriminated against too because I'm hot.
And well, why do you shield your eyes?
To drive home the point to those people that I can't look at them and eat and keep an egg down. That's all I'm saying. I'm trying to have a mess, you know.
Yeah, I know. Your Mexican scramble. Is that something? Is that their specialty over there at the Strand Bakery?
They make a Cajun scramble, Mexican scramble. They also have a tortilla scramble, which I really like a lot. But the reason why I'm saying that is I was having a Mexican scramble one morning. I was having a couple of Bloody Marys because I've been out with friends of mine. I mean, we party, you know. And yeah, I got a steaming hangover, you know, so I'm having a couple Bloody Marys, and we're having a Mexican scramble. Now, coming down the bike path, just looming down the bike path, was this woman who had on a little small bicycle cap, a big long T-shirt that went down over what probably were at one time large breasts, but I don't know.
And you know, you're talking about a lady here, sir.
No, I know. I'm just trying to describe her. Down over a large stomach, you could make out underneath the white T-shirt some bicycle shorts or something, socks up to about ankle length. She had, like, two chins, glasses, a beak instead. I mean, I mean, I know it makes me sound like I'm egotistical, but I'm just saying that why do we suffer, you know?
And you couldn't eat your Mexican scramble looking at that?
No, I couldn't.
What would you say to me if I told you I'd have no problem eating?
You could eat Mexican scramble looking at it?
Yeah.
I'd say it's because you're probably not of how hot I am.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Julie, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Julie?
Yes.
Go ahead, ma'am. You're on the air.
Okay, I just want to know their definition of beef.
Well, I'm sorry, my definition of beef?
Yes.
A beef is really not a very kind word. Mr. Henry's right, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah, I don't think you should.
But a beef is a woman who is out of proportion, her thighs rubbed together, all of that, you know.
Okay.
I just want to know, is it just a female?
Well, those are the ones that are mostly walking and stuff, yeah. Hello?
I mean, are you talking about females only? Are you talking about males, too?
I'm just saying a lot of the women that come down, the thighs do chafe.
And this interrupts y'all's meals?
Y'all's meals?
The ladies from the South.
I'm sorry?
The ladies from the South.
It's hard to eat when you're looking at it, yeah.
What age group is your friend?
I myself am 28. Most of us are between the ages of, say, 22 and 32, 34, something like that.
Okay. Is there any females in your group?
Hey, Mr. Henry, am I going to play 20 questions with this lady?
Did you have a point you wanted to make, Julie?
Yes, I want to ask him.
You're asking a lot of questions. Did you have a point that you wanted to make is what we're...
Yeah, Mr. Henry, because...
I'll handle it, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about people, and
she's
you haven't even mentioned a female in your group. Is there something wrong with you?
We have lots of girlfriends, if that answers your question.
Okay.
And if you saw me, you'd probably want to go to bed with me.
Oh, I know, I wouldn't.
Well, no. Well, you haven't seen me yet.
Well, I got more of a man that I lay beside every night than
you
could ever be.
The question is more, would I want to go to bed with you? That's
well, honey,
really,
I can guarantee you I could book any of your friends last.
I doubt that, but okay. Is that it, ma'am? See, the way you linger on the phone, you're attracted to me. Is the caller there?
She hung up, you jackass. Here is...
Call me a jackass.
Yeah. Tabitha, go ahead.
Hey, what I would like to know is he keeps saying how hot he is. Saying that, right?
Yeah,
I'm 31.
I am hot.
Okay,
I'm saying
that's why I'm calling, okay? Let me finish.
Okay.
But you keep saying you're so hot. But just because you look good don't mean that you're good in bed. Okay, first off. Second off, you obviously have a fetish with eggs, not women. And thirdly, if you're so hot, why aren't you spending time in the bedroom with a woman instead of going out with your buddies saying you can't eat because of a fat person?
You know, it's like so lame what you just said. I don't know how to start.
Well, go ahead.
What'd you do? Did you practice all of that or something?
No, I don't have to practice, honey. It comes right off my lips.
What comes out of your lips?
Okay, watch it.
Well,
go ahead. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say this. Number one, I do have to eat. You know, once the women let me go, they let me go and get breakfast. And while I'm having breakfast, I'm looking at beast after beast after beast.
Listen,
Probably some of your friends are coming down the beach, you know?
No, I have hot friends.
What?
Okay? I said I have hot friends.
You don't have friends?
Yes, I have hot friends.
You have hog friends?
Yes.
Hot friends, not hog friends.
You said you had hogs for friends. That's all I heard you say.
I said hot. You're just trying to get some attention. That's all you're trying to do.
No, ma'am.
If you had anything else better to do with your time, then you would be doing what you were so-called say you were doing because you're hot. Obviously, you're not.
You know, I just want to say something. If you Southern girls spend a little more time in Cali instead of going down to Aruba and getting strangled on a beach, you'd be a whole lot...
Now, that's not necessary.
Oh, you're so Christian-like, too. I tell you.
No,
I mean,
I'm just saying.
No. Uh-uh.
You know, we live in earthquake country. When I'm at breakfast and my OJ starts vibrating, you see what I'm saying? So I want to get my breakfast.
Your breakfast?
Yeah. And when when I see your friends come waddling down the bike path.
They're not my friends, sweetie.
Well.
Okay? I don't like looking at people that are fat either. Okay? But I don't have a right to tell them where they can and they can't go. And if your stomach is getting upset because you see a fat person, obviously you're not that much of a man. To me, you sound a little more on the feminine side.
Well, all I can tell you is if you came out here to Cali and we had you on all fours out on the beach instead of down at...
All right, will you watch it, man, when I talk?
Well, they're the ones that go down to Aruba and get strangled.
What do you mean they're the ones?
You are a psycho.
All I'm saying is I'm hot-looking, and my other hot-looking friends...
You keep saying that. You keep saying you're hot.
If you saw me, you'd want to marry me.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, you would.
How hung are you? Do you know what size you are?
Oh, wow. Listen to you. You're a real lady. Wow, you're a real lady.
You're a real man.
Well,
what
a real class act.
Strangled and how hot you are. Give me a break.
Hey, you're the chicks who come from the deep south, go down to Aruba for all that Caribbean romance. Next thing you know, you meet some cab driver that garrots you with some clothesline, and you're blaming me. I mean,
will you please have some respect for what's going on in Aruba? For God's sake.
Why are you blaming me? I'm being discriminated against on account I'm good looking.
You're not being discriminated against. Nobody's told you where you can go on the beach. Have they?
Do you know how many beaches there are in the world?
That was real intelligent. You're saying you're getting discriminated against, and we're not talking about where somebody told you you could go on the beach.
Yeah,
your brain is about the size of a pea, including what you've got between your pants.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you talk more than you do anything else.
You're real fixated on what I got between my legs. Maybe someday, if you pay me enough, you'll see it.
You keep making your comments, but you know what?
You know, your whole attitude and your whole act is hanked out. It's hanky. And what I'm saying to you is, okay, you know how many beaches there are in the world? There's millions and billions of them. How come your friends got to come here and roll down the sidewalk in front of me? They could go down to Aruba.
Honey, you don't have enough money to buy that beach. If you did, maybe nobody else would walk on it. And so until you get some dough, why don't you keep your damn mouth shut?
Hey, well, why don't you and your friends go down to, like, the Caribbean?
Why don't you go buy you a private beach, since you're a model and all that?
Yeah.
And have your own area.
I am a model.
You don't.
Oh, what's the matter? Are you jealous that I'm a model and you wish you had a hot guy like me? That's probably what's going on.
I'm a hot guy, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're with a hot guy? And how much does he make an hour?
The point is that you're saying that you want to be on a beach with no fat people, right?
Yeah, and you know where they can go?
With those good looks that you got, go make you some damn money and get on the beach where you don't have to look at nobody but your boyfriend, okay?
She's calling me a queer. I'm so humiliated. Right. I'm so humiliated.
Oh, yeah,
hey.
You gag on eggs because you think I'm a fat person.
Hey, I tell you, well, what's better than what you gag on? So whatever.
All right. That's enough.
I'm just saying her and her friends can go to Aruba and get strangled for free. And
all right. That, you know what? I'm done with that.
That is crazy.
Tabitha,
I apologize. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Am I still on the phone?
No, I'm hanging up on you. You and your friends can go to Aruba and get strangled for free. God.
What are you looking at me for?
You booked that guy.
We are going, the Strand Improvement Organization is going to be having its first annual dance competition. And this is for men. The women will be allowed in. First come, first serve. I can tell you that this is not just any kind of a dance competition. These are very hot, sexy men from the Strand, young urban professionals. A lot of us are models. And this sex, what we call the sex dance.
The sex dance?
Yes, sir. This is to show all the women that I've been talking to tonight, Tabitha and all of her, you know, monstrous friends and everything.
All right, come on, grow up, man.
Well, I mean, you know, she never did deny that her friends are huge. But this is just to show them that we do have, we got the moves, okay? I'm not just saying it. I can put it out there. And Lance, don't turn it on now, man.
Well, what are you going to do?
I want to just show you some of the moves that we're going to be doing at our SES competition. This is for any man between the ages of 18 and 28 who feels that he does have a good sexual energy as well as a sexuality.
Are you... Dude, can I ask you a question?
What?
Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
Okay, well, I just want you to know these moves are patented with the U.S. Patent Office. So if there's any guys out there that are going to be in the SES competition, these moves are strictly SES moves that I'm using my SES dance. So I don't want nobody taking it.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So what I want to say is I'm wearing a Speedo right now, and it's a Dayglo orange Speedo.
Hey, man, I don't want to. Are you in the middle of the bar doing this?
Yeah, on the dance floor.
Yeah, get out of here. I can hear all of his friends laughing at the bar while his Speedo's coming off. The hell? Our annual sex dance competition. Would you cats just get a grip? Go have another Bloody Mary, man. I'll join you, in fact. Break time?
Yeah, you got a break, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, thank you.